There are a few other duties that flaggers have. The first is to become familiar with the work being done in the work zone. Whether the work crew is maintaining a traffic signal, installing guide rail, completing a paving job, overlay, or crack sealing operation, or any other aspect of highway maintenance, the flagger should learn about the equipment and manpower necessary to complete the actual work. This will allow flaggers to understand what equipment will be in the workspace, how and where it moves, and where workers will be located. This, in turn, will allow for safer and more efficient traffic control through that work zone. Flaggers should also be able to recognize when work zone traffic control may not be working and what to do about it. If many drivers appear confused or are having to stop quickly when they approach the flagger station, alert the foreman to make adjustments if necessary. It may be a matter of repositioning the flagger, or it may be a case where the advance warning signs have been knocked down. Lastly, flaggers should never leave their position until replaced by another flagger. These are the duties, responsibilities, qualifications, abilities, and conduct of flaggers.